I meant that you pay for it.
I think that is a good service.
So, next Wednesday, we're not here. It's going to be very dark and quiet here. We're at Valley Center for the Performing Arts.
Sure.
That is the former Holy Names University. I suggest you Google or map Holy Names. If you don't, you can end up in Boise, Idaho. No, I don't want you in Boise. I've been to Boise. It's a nice city. Then we're at the Paramount Thursday night. You've been there before, I think all of you. You'll arrive by 6:30. You'll go to the Grand Lobby for the warm-up at the Paramount on Thursday. And then on Friday, you will also arrive at 6:30 for the concert. You'll warm up downstairs in the basement. Okay? Yes, Kevin.
Whether we expect to be done early Wednesday or Thursday, whether we're going to be rehearsing first.
Yeah, Wednesday is 7:30 to 8, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me. Then on Thursday, you'll be on stage at the start of the dress rehearsal. The orchestra is rehearsing one piece that you're not involved in. Then we sing your piece. You will be on stage for about an hour max on Thursday night. Okay? 1 second. And then on Wednesday, we will have to leave the hall quietly when we're done because the orchestra is not taking a break. They need to keep rehearsing their piece. One quick question. Do we know where the chorus is going to sit in the house on Wednesday night at Valley Center?
Great.
Are you aware of that or no? They're going to be sitting in the seats?
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting in the seats of the theater. I believe that you will be behind Ash, is what I think. So it'll be a little bit, I'm not sure, oh, that's not back. I'll figure that out and let you know next Tuesday. In other words, he's conducting the orchestra, but because it's a theater, I think that you're sitting in the seats behind
Ash. Ketchup.
Not Ash. I'll be conducting it. Is that all right?
Great.
Okay, any other questions? Quick.
Yeah, so at the beginning, are we marching on? How do we enter? Is there an entrance or
a the theater?
Yeah.
We'll tell you. We'll find out. We'll have a greeting committee. We'll tell you where we will.
I'd like to confirm that the call time for the concert is 6:30.
Yes.
The bulletin said Wednesday 6:30 call time, same at 7:30. Is that correct?
6:30 call time. I'll clarify that next week. We do need to talk about costume. My partner will discuss costumes. I'm in no position to talk about costumes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Three things about costumes. If any of you are using the option number 2, which is the black shirt, black slacks, jacket, tie, it's a four-in-hand tie, it's a long tie. So if any of you do not have a long tie and can't get one by next Friday, I do have a few to loan. And I'll loan on the day, I'll loan on Friday, and I'll want it back on Friday or definitely the following Wednesday. So that's one thing. Second thing is, if you are one of the people who wears skirt or dress, the dress either needs to be floor length, you know, down there. T length means, if you can all see me, like here. Not here.
We can't see you.
There were. T-length, or three-quarter, is here, not here.
Not here.
Not here. Got that? So be sure you have a long enough skirt or dress. If you don't own one and can't acquire one, see me. The third thing. No obvious necklaces. Make sure if you're wearing a necklace that it's hidden You can bring it out afterwards, but no glitter, no glitz. Part of the reason we talk about this is that we want the audience to concentrate on your singing, not on what you're wearing. Okay? So that's it.
Yeah, please adhere to this costume. It's a requirement. So let's get
this. Question. Just one thing about what used to be the standard dress up for women. Thank you, brother, women. A friend, former singer with us, gave me an extra large long sleeve dress. Sorry, a sleeveless dress with a long sleeve jacket. I have it if you want it. It's an extra large. It's clean. It's ready to go. I posted it on Chorus Connection if you want my email or come to, up to me after.
Okay, and in 5 seconds, we are, Kendrick and the staff are working on our summer singings. So those are going to happen again this summer. And we don't have any immediate information now, but if you enjoy coming to those, they are happening. And the who is conducting them and the where they will be, and what you'll be singing will be made available later. Okay? Okay. See me afterwards if you have other questions. Sir.
Great. All right, great job. It sounds beautiful. I know it's, you may not be able to hear as well as you want, but it sounds really fantastic out here. The one note I want to make is, Kedrick and I are very different people. Please make sure that you're watching him as much as possible, because what I did and what he's doing are different. And there are moments like the "she will trap" where he's just taking more time, and so whatever he does with the orchestra will be different from tonight. I can almost guarantee that. So everything you can do over the next 6 days to really get out of your score and look at him will help immensely. Overall, yeah, he's really happy. You all sound fantastic, and thank you for your hard work on that piece. We're done with it for tonight. We'll look at it before we start rehearsing next Wednesday and Thursday. During our warm-up, we'll touch a couple of spots, but yeah. Great. Any questions? Great. Let's turn to the debt. I'd like to start at page 58. Remind ourselves how Moses smote the water. And then we will keep going past where we stop. For some reason, I want to stay past the point of no return for all of you. Back to the future, people. All right, here we go. Ready? Right on it. And when Moses. Ready? And one. Surprised if he goes into two here and da ba da da yam ba da da dam ba da da, the sea gave way, bum ba da da, the sea gave way. So it'll feel like there are two big beats in each measure as opposed to four little beats. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'd like to speak the text on pick up to page 62, speaking the text, and we'll do a little undertempo, but it'll be 1, 2, 3, the sea gave way. Let's make sure that the is an eighth note, not a quarter note. Because every other time we have the C, and this one's short, the C. Let's start right on the measure that we start. Bottom of 61, last measure. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
2, 3.
The C gave way.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Measure 570. We need to listen for the altos. The C gave way, the C gave way, the C gave way. Can we hear, Jesse, just the soprano and alto parts pick up to page 62?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So they're a little bit different for sopranos and altos, right? Good. Can we do just sopranos and altos? Pick up to page 62, under tempo. The C gave way. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Just altos. Make sure that we're taking. Yes.
Top of 62, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, third measure, second measure.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, that eighth note is a G natural.
G natural.
Not
A G. Yes, we go back to G natural. Good question. Thank you. All right, here we go. Ready? Pick up to page 62, altos. 1, 2, 3. One, two, three.
The C gave way.
Yeah, good. So it's
C gave way, three time mice.
Right. So it won't sound like that in the top context, of course, but it's just a shorter, smaller distance from gave to way the second time. Can we hear just sopranos? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
You're thinking way in your head, but you're singing wa. It'll work perfectly. Altos and sopranos together. 1, 2, 3. Good. Tenors and basses. Yeah, exactly. Just tenors. Can we do the second C gave way? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Can we do just second tenors? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Good. Just first tenors. 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Yeah, everyone together, all tenors. 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
With the basses. This is the second C gave way. 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Yeah, let's do everyone together from the first C giving way. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
Faster. The C gave way. 1, 2, 3.
The C gave way.
spin for breath, but that we're prepared and ready. Good, let's go on. Can we do just sopranos, tenors, and basses, top of page 63? And let's try singing it. Let's try reading it. Let's see what happens. Ready? Altos, I'll come back to you. One, two. Page 64, the second measure, the A flat needs to be an A flat, not an A natural. So we need to make sure that the G to A flat is a very small half step. And then we go up another half step, right? And I don't want to hear any ways from the soprano. They'll take care of the rest. Good. Can we do just tenors and basses together? Ready? One, two. Okay, so tenors, your F sharp and your G flat are the same note.
No.
It just looks confusing as we go back and forth, right? As we go G natural, G flat, G natural, G natural, F sharp, which is the G flat, to F natural. So just be cognizant of that. Good. Let's hear the alto part. Let's do it. Let's sing it. It'll be great. One, two. Can we just hear the beginning, Jesse?
Yep.
Exactly. So the if we can look at the second measure of the bottom system on page 63, that C, which is the third note, will be, it has to be a really small step between the D flat to the C. Right? Can we hear just the altos again? One, two. Yeah, again, let's make sure it's the same note. One, two. Gave way, gave way. The C gave way. Ready, everyone? Can we hear a starting pitch or something? Easy, C major. One, two. Are there any questions in there? Sorry. I know. Yes, please.
At the beginning, one for the basis is the measure before is kind of confusing because our words are a little different. Really?
Sorry.
C gave way.
On page 60. Yeah, we'll just do what's written. I know it's a bit weird, but it's because we don't have that extra half note. Yeah.
Just so that we all know how to do
it. Yeah. Yeah. Great question. Okay, bottom of 61, with the pickup to page 62. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah, move it a little bit. With a good breath. One, two, breathe. Good. Does that feel different? because it sounds really different. Let's do that again. Ready? One, two, breathe.
The Scenic Way. This whole, and when Moses smote the water, I still have a feeling, and I know it's our first time coming back to it in a little while, that each note feels as important as the one that is next. But that's not how English works. So we need to make sure, and when Moses smote the water, it has to be a story. Otherwise, every note feels the same and it just gets slower. Yeah, and when Moses. Crescendo to smote, and when Moses smote. Speaking that, ready? And when Moses smote.
Yeah, good. Now say it a little more normally, like you would speak it to a friend. And when Moses smote the water.
And when Moses smote the water.
All right, sing it. Here we go. And one.
And when Moses smote.
But we start with, and when, it just has to start a little quieter with movement. Ready? And one.
And when Moses smote the water, the children all
were smote. Again?
And Moses smote the water, the sea gave way. Rejoice, children, and be glad. The sea.
Measure 570. Can everyone write an arrow or something to the alto part? A star next to them, maybe? So that we know that they are the stars for 2.5 measures. Just for 2.5 measures. But basically, we just need to keep listening for them. Otherwise, they'll get drowned out by the half notes. Good. Any questions in this? This is a quick... We'll come back and... Please. I am going to check with him. Thank you for the reminder. Yes. I was in Esmaya land with him last time I chatted. But yes, thank you for the reminder. I will chat with him. I promise. All right. Let's go to the end. Page
98. We're going to do our King of Kings, and then we'll keep going, because a lot of it's repeated. Can everyone underline the first time that they sing King? And the first time that you sing Lord. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Yeah? Then we get together and sing together. Praise Him. All right, ready? Here we go. Good. Everyone else, make sure we have that there's a soprano pickup. Praise Jehovah, great God of our fathers, God the Great, right? It's all accented there. God the Great, I am that I am. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Right? All right, again. With a little, un poco vigoroso, a little vigorous. Good, with a better breath. It's 14. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. You are the motor. You need to keep us moving forward. And hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Right? Like the bells. Mighty is Jehovah. Right on it. All tenors and basses. Ready? And.
Mighty is Jehovah. Mighty is Jehovah.
Yeah, good. Now, can it sound less angry? More heroic.
Mighty is Jehovah, yeah. Mighty in battle.
Altos. Sopranos. Wonderful, alto's great job. When we get to great, can we make sure that we keep telling the story, this sentence, great I am, that I am, not great I am, that I am. great I am, that I am, that I am, so that it keeps the forward motion, and then altos and basses get praise the Lord. There's just like a, it's just, you take the energy for a moment, and then we hand it back, or you take it back. Starting right on, I don't know. Can we start at the top of page 106? Perfect. Ready, and. And then we get to page 111. We'll get into how we get there. It looks harder than it is. So, can we hear just the soprano and alto parts together at 111? Just from Jesse. Altos? I think it's close. And. Yeah, that's weird. Can we do it one more time? And. Good. Now that we have the notes, can we remember the beautiful tall ah vowel that we started the rehearsal with? And. Sounds like a different choir. It's really beautiful. Let's keep that. Sopranos and altos together. I think it was right. And. Good. Tenors and basses. Let's listen to our parts. Tenors together. Ready? And. Yeah, unison. Exactly. Everyone! And. Good. We'll come back to getting into that. I want to go on. And yeah, there's like a crazy trumpet fanfare, and then we go right back into he is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. Can we speak the text in tempo at the top of 112? Ready? And a one.
He is King of Kings, he is Lord of Lords. Sing together.
Tangent basis, can it sound a little more, how do I put this? Storytelling. No God doth what? No God. God doth wonders like him. Start. Yes, please.
Is it battle or battle or something in between?
That's a great question. I have to clarify all of these T's.
Okay.
All good. It's a great question. Can we start right at the top of 116? Mighty, mighty in battle. Oh God.
Those are straight chords. Mighty
in battle. Yeah, and it goes against the orchestra. Exactly. All right, top of 116. Ready? Telling a story, and.
Mighty in battle.
Yeah, but that's not a story. Mighty in battle, ready, and.
Mighty in battle, oh, praise God, doth wonders like him.
No,
God doth wonders like him. Praise the Lord, 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 praise the Lord.
Smiles. All right. So, can we all go back to page 112? Because the words are a little funky, right? He is King of Kings, he is Lord of Lords. Sing together, praise Jehovah, great God of our fathers. That's all the same. Then we get praise the great I am that I am. I that I am that I am. Say that 10 times fast. It's like a tongue twister. Yes.
While we're talking about funky text, Bible was 119, third measure. It's I am that am.
Yeah, great. I am that am. That seems
that
wrong. I'm going to check on that one.
Okay, because it also occurs on the next page in measure 1081.
Okay, thank you. I will check on those. I that am. I that am.
Am that?
That I am. Okay. Let's do what's written for now. I will have, next time we rehearse this in a couple weeks, I'll have answers. Let's try singing it from the top of 112. It's not exactly the same as what happened before, so don't let him trick you. Ready? A little slower. He is King of Kings. One more time. Ready? And one.
He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Sing together, praise Jehovah, great God of our fathers. Praise the great I am, that I am. Hallelujah. I am, that I am.
sorry, beginning of page 112. Sorry. Anything I say for the rest of the night? If I say we're not going to go back before 112. That's all I want to say. Here we go. Ready? Alto tenor bass. And one. Write a big K on kings. King, sorry. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Okay. Can we do basses and sopranos from 112? You get the fun desk and sopranos. Ready? And
he is King of Kings, he is Lord of Lords. Sing together, praise the Lord, ring out of the heart. Praise the King, I am, and I will give glory. I am, and I will give glory. King of Kings and Lord.
The first note of page 114, right? Can we hear measure 1030, just the basses? Can we sing that, basses? 1030, and exactly. Okay, tenors and altos, top of 112. And
he is King of Kings, he is Lord of Lords. Sing together, praise Jehovah, great God of the world. Praise the great I am, and I am the Lord. I am the Lord, and I am the King of Kings.
I want you all to look at, please, the top of 113, last measure of the top system. Tenors and altos have the same note. You should be in unison on that note. Right? And then, this is page 113, top system, last measure, first note. So the am should be the same note. On 114, the first note of 114, altos and tenors are in unison. And then on the bottom of 114, second system, second measure, that C and B flat are not the same note. So they should not sound the same. Yeah? All right, let's do everyone from 112 with a big on kings and a good breath before we sing. Sitting up, there it is, and breathe. System, first measure. Altos have four notes, everyone else has one note. Let's make sure we wait for them before we put our S on. Lords, sing together. It'll happen, it'll be fine, but just if we cut off too early, we hang them out to dry. Every time we have hallelujah, can we make sure that the L feels like it's a fast kind of bell-like hallelujah. Otherwise, it becomes just kind of hallelujah. It doesn't have the vibrancy that we need of the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's hard to do on one note. Hallelujah, but hallelujah. If we get a really good fast L. Good. Let's do it one more time from 112. A little faster. I love the K on Kings. And I love the breath at the beginning. Ready? And...
He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords.
Put a star next to the soprano part, please. We need to make sure that we keep listening to that.
Yeah. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Good. The hallelujahs were great. Basses. Top of 115.
Mighty is Jehovah.
Every time we sing this, we need to make sure that it doesn't sound angry. I think really what it is each note feels so heavy that
mighty is Jehovah, mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Yes.
I have to ask you, do you think there's some break between Jehovah and mighty there, or pushing through
the... Is Jehovah...
I think there's a break.
Yeah.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty,
so that we can get a really good on mighty. Okay. I'd like to start right there, actually. Top of 115. In that key. Yes. Ready?
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Yeah, good. Let's make sure that when we come in on forte, it's because we took a great breath and we're singing forte.
He has triumphed.
Same place. Mighty.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle. He has triumphed
over
his power. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Sopranos. Yeah, exactly. At 10:60, where we just stopped, we need to remind ourselves that we're listening for Sing to Jehovah. Sing to Jehovah, tenors sing to Jehovah, altos sing to Jehovah, basses sing to Jehovah. Otherwise, it just gets overwhelmed by praise the Lord. Sopranos, can we just check these notes at Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah? I think it's close. I'm not convinced by the Lord yet. Ready? And...
Praise Jehovah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Ready? Again.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Exactly. With the pickup from the altos, top of 116. Oh, praise. With everyone. Ready? And one.
was awesome. Tenors, alto, sorry, alto tenor bass, bottom of page 120, third measure, where we get into these long whole notes. Can we start mezzo piano and grow throughout the eight measures, or whatever it is, seven measures? So that we can hear the soprano sing to Jehovah, right? And then when we get to the forte at the bottom of 121, we've grown to that and we've heard the sopranos the whole time. Sopranos. Can we listen to it just once at the bottom of 120 from Jesse?
Yep.
Can we try it a little under tempo sopranos? And I don't care about the words here. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter. Ready? And up. Yeah. The only questionable note is shun of salvation. Our salvation. Yeah. Good. Can we start? I don't know. 1080, top of page 120. Let's go back to the first grade I am. Bottom of 119. Second system, second measure. And we need a big crescendo on the first note, tenors and sopranos.
Great.
At the bottom of 121. Can we hear just altos?
Sing, sing.
Do we know where we are?
Yes.
Alright, here we go. Ready? Sopranos. Ready? Good. Can we just do second sopranos? You have, I believe, three notes. It's riveting. Ready? Seconds. And. Good, everything's great except for the B flats. Right? Can we do just one more time and holding the second note we sing? Yeah, I think some people think it's a little further than you want to go.
Sing on.
Exactly, good. All sopranos and altos together. Ready, and up.
Sing on.
Yeah, but with a better breath, and breathe. Tenors and
faces. I trust you. Let's do everyone together. Bottom one, 21. But let's make sure that we keep all of those consonants short. Hallelujah. Sing to Jehovah. Sing to Jehovah. Whatever the next thing is. Sing to Jehovah. Yeah? Ready? Everyone. And. Good. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go back and let's put a bunch of this together. Any questions? Good. Top of 115. A little faster. Mighty is Jehovah, mighty. Ready?
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Right in before that entrance, that was something good breath, big breath, breath, breathe. Forte, breath. One more time. And.
Mighty is Jehovah, mighty in battle.
Sorry, basses. Can we just sing the bottom two notes and the tenors are singing the top two?
Good.
Great. Does that make sense? Great. Okay. Tenors, you have to bring extra phrasing. Yes, please. Tenors and basses at 1100, please. Ready? And one. Good, we need to make sure that we get a clear praise the Lord. Can we just hear tenors at 1100? Ready? And one. Good, sorry. Just the first note. I don't think we're agreeing.
Oh, it should be the last note.
I'm sorry.
First note. Good, just the first note, tenors.
Oh.
All tenors.
Oh.
122. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just try it all together. We'll come back and we'll pick it apart, but not tonight. Ready? And one.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Sorry, just soprano sounds. Just soprano sounds. And one.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Off. One, two. But basically what happens is we hold aha. Moses sings on that one note. I will sing unto Jehovah, and then we go lay, and he goes, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider. Basically they do a semi-recit on that one note. And Kedrick will probably just show you when to sing each note. Yeah? Alright, we have 7 minutes. What I want to do is sing the entire finale. Standing up. From page 98. I know I lied earlier. The only thing I'm going to say is good breath, fast consonants. We hear a C. C. Yeah. Later, but I just want to go on.
my guess is that part's gonna slow down a little bit. But not tonight. Top of 112. Right on the measure that we sing. Ready? And breathe. Thank you, Jesse.